Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Friday, Horny. Listen, it is September 2nd, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I have to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattali. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, we do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and also natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please do visit us online for all your rum libation needs. Listen, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, do give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, it is Friday night Bible study, honey. Yes, indeed, with Manny Rivera. Guess what? We are going to be talking about standing up against fear. Yes, we are standing up against fear. We're going to get down with it, and we're going to dissect it, and we're going to help you and help you to encourage yourself when it comes to fear. You know what? Everyone has a little fear sometimes. Everybody has a little fear sometimes, but you know something? We do have tools when it comes to standing up against fear. Of course, we do have the Word of God. We have tools such as prayer, we have meditation, we have praise and worship, we have our prayer journals. And, you know, journaling is a great way to stand up against fear. Did you know journaling can help you to kind of have a little therapy? Yes, it can. It is therapy when you write down your fears. You know, it's almost like a letter. Think of journaling this way. Every day when you write in your journal, your prayer journal, you can put it in writing, whatever your fear is. It's almost like a prayer to God, but you're writing it down in your journal. You know, you put your date, you put your time, and then you just pour out of your spirit whatever is on your heart, whatever you are fearful about. This is a way that you have patience for God to answer your prayer. So whatever you may have up before God, whatever you're praying about, whatever you may be fearful of and you're waiting, one way to do this and to stand in patience and stand in faith. Faith is the key when you're standing up against fear. Faith. So listen, always use your journal. You know, I used to journal every single day. So it is common practice for me to journal. I've always been a person of journaling all the time, especially early in the morning. Early in the morning when I did my prayer time and my meditation, always journaled. Whatever my prayer request was, whoever I was praying for, it wasn't a journal of so much standing up against fear, but I just always journaled. If I'm praying for someone, I will put their names in the journal. If I was praying for different states, whatever or whoever the Holy Spirit would give to me to pray, that is what I would write in the journal. And so I would write the person's name down. I would write down their state. I would write down all the details and be very specific what the Holy Spirit was giving me to pray for that person. Listen, it could even be the person's family. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you, when you have the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge, which is a gift. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Different people do walk in gifts of knowledge and gift of wisdom. So listen, whatever God would give me a person's name, sometimes that person's name that the Holy Spirit is giving it can be connected to a family member. Sometimes it's that person directly, but then sometimes it branches out. I didn't mean to start teaching about the gifts of the Spirit, but listen, this is the way it can happen. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that after this song. And when Maddie comes, she's also going to share with us some scriptures about standing up against fear. Now listen, I have a a special song on tonight. This is an independent artist. His name is Rebel. The name of the song is Anxious Eyes. And so after the song, I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about the gift of the Spirit, word of knowledge. And a lot of times, the gifts of the Spirit work in conjunction with one another. And so sometimes when you use the word of knowledge, the word of faith or the gift of faith will show up. And so, and sometimes wisdom will show up, and it just kind of connects. And sometimes the gift of prophecy will come when you are using a gift of knowledge. And a lot of times, you don't know when it's going to come. It just comes out. It is not something you can evoke on your own. It doesn't work that way. A lot of people think it works that way, but it does not. It does not work that way. Gift of knowledge, it's always stirred up, and it just comes out when God would have it to come forth. And sometimes a person can be in need that's in your presence. Sometimes a person will come into your presence, and then the gift of knowledge will just start working. You know, all the gifts of the Spirit is in him, the Holy Spirit. And so that is where all the gifts lie and dwell is in where? Is in the Holy Spirit. And so it is up to the Holy Spirit to bring things forward when different individuals are in a need. And it's just the Lord working, right? It's just him that is working. All right, so I do have some music that's coming up right now. This is Spirit Change. And I also have some music by The Rebel, it is Anxious Eyes. So I have Spirit Change and then Anxious Eyes. Take a listen to Spirit Change.
Darling, could you spare some change from my soul? Pockets are all full of lead. Fences, they all need mending. You know it's time to pay the rent. Thought about getting a little bit of work, five and dime downtown. But the grass don't look any greener since the last time you came around. Your mom still up to the same old tricks. She likes to dress up to spite you. Now I got another notch in my bedpost. Clock says I've been there a time or two. Little piece of you bleed over to my morning cup of beans. And if the black tastes a little bitter, could you spare me a cup of cream? You once told me you never cared for the smell of roses. And I once told you it all depends on which way the wind blows us. Your glass always half empty with wine. My tie's never been too white. I know tomorrow is the dirtiest day. Would you stay with me tonight? Tomorrow cup of cream. Cup of cream.
All right. That was Spare Change by the group The Hounded. Listen, and we're talking tonight about standing up against fear. But just before the break, I was about to explain how the gift of knowledge works. And when Maddie comes, we're going to be talking about standing up against fear. So listen, I'm going to explain this really quickly, and then I'm going to go to the caller with area code 570. So listen, with the gift of knowledge, I was going to give an example. I was explaining how the gift of knowledge works and how wisdom, how sometimes it works together, and the gift of prophecy. But one quick example, one time I was with one of the sisters of the church, and we were going to church. It was just a Sunday morning, but she picked another individual. She picked up actually two different individuals. I did not know either individual. They were, I think, friends for her. I don't remember if they were friends or relatives. But they got into the car. I was sitting on the passenger side. The person that got in, one person got in right behind the driver, and someone got in and sat, of course, behind me. The person that got in and sat behind me, immediately when he got into the vehicle, I got a hit in my stomach and a burning sensation. I said, oh, my God. And so I knew it was not me. The feeling was not me. It did not belong to me. That's just the way the gift works sometimes. So the person got in and sat down, and we closed the door, and she started to drive, and I turned around. I said, well, who has a burning sensation in their stomach? I said, somebody in the car. And I said, maybe you that sat behind me, because when he got in, that's when I felt the hit in the stomach and the burn. I said, there is that really bad problem with a stomach situation. It's going a really, really bad problem. Now, this is gift of knowledge just working. And so I began to explain what it was that I was feeling in my body. Of course, it did not belong to me. And I said, well, it's a really bad stomach situation, and somebody's got a really bad problem. And the person behind me goes, oh, my God. And like I was telling you earlier, gift and knowledge can be that person that's in your presence, and sometimes it stems out to a person in the family. It can be a person in the family or a friend. And so the person that was in the car sitting behind me, he says, you know what? That is my sister. And he says, my sister lives in Mississippi. They didn't even live in the city of Chicago. They lived in a different state. And he says, that is my sister. She's going through with a really bad stomach situation, and she needs surgery. And I said, well, you need to call her. And I don't remember now what it was. That's the way the gift worked. You don't remember always the details that you tell the person, give them instructions. And so they called. When we got to the church, they called her and gave her the instructions. And they looked at me like, what kind of gift is that? He said, that is a real gift. So anyway, that is the way the gift of knowledge works, and yada, yada, yada. She's fine. She got healed, and she's fine. And so I'm going to answer this line. This is area code 570. Area code 570. Hello, Maddie.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am great, thank you.
You're welcome. We have another caller from 570. I'm just going to say hello, and then we're going to kind of get into standing up against fear. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you on. Area code 570. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Did you want to say anything or give your name? I know that you're listening in for Standing Up Against Fear. Maddie's going to begin teaching in just a moment.
Okay. Oh, my name's Tammy.
Tammy, so glad to have you. Thank you. Wow. Okay, let's get going. So, you know, sometimes, we're supposed to be talking about fear. I don't know what's going on with the gift of fear. But when she gave her name, something just popped up. We'll get to that later. Maddie, we're going to talk about standing up against fear. Now, let me ask you, it's really interesting, the Holy Spirit was going a different way, but I do want to ask you, what are some of the things that you do when it comes to standing up against fear? How do you fight against fear? Because we all at some point in our life have fear, and maybe sometimes God gives us something to do, and we think maybe we can't do it, and, you know, in our human selves, we feel like we have a little fear, or maybe we're in a situation and we don't know what to do about it, and then fear would try to come in. So what are some scriptures that you use, or what do you do when it comes to finding a gift?
Well, what I do, Adrian, when I'm fighting against, you know, fear, because as you know, we as human beings, we all get fearful, you know, in one point or another. And what I do, I usually reach out to God, and I meditate, and I read the Word also, the Bible, and I try to get all these scriptures that are basically about, you know, whether it's fear or anxious, anxiety or depression, whatever it is. And I find when I do that, I get a sense of calm and peace in my life. I mean,
Amen.
You know, because it's very hard. I mean, again, like I was diagnosed with ALS in May of this year, and it was very hard, you know, to get a diagnosis like that. However, and I was a little fearful. I'm not going to lie. I was a little fearful. But then I started turning my attention to God and, you know, just praying that day by day that He can help me. And, you know, when it's hard for me to get around, He gives me the strength, you know, and that's how I get over the fear. And it's a sense of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a sense of just this amazing peace that comes over me, and I can do anything through the day.
Amen. And what are some of your favorite scriptures that you use, or some of the favorite scriptures that you may have by memory when it comes to fear? You know, even in the Bible, some of the apostles, a lot of the apostles and different ones, when God gave instructions and different things happened, they had to fight off fear as well. So, you know, we are, you know, in great company with even different ones in the Bible that they had to, God would always say, fear not, you know, and it was always, oh, you know, Maddie, can I stop for 1 minute?
Sure.
You know, I hate to do this, but the Holy Spirit keeps tugging on me with Tammy. Give me one second. The Holy Spirit wants to go a different way. I know we're talking about fear, but Tammy, hello? Tammy?
Yes.
I know this is very unusual, but there is something that's coming in from the Holy Spirit about, and I don't know what this has to do with, but it's when you came on the line, something about treasure. I'm not sure if it's something that you lost or something that you were praying about. I'm not sure what it is, what type of treasure that could be.
No, nothing that's coming to my mind.
Okay, nothing that's coming to your mind?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. You haven't prayed about anything in the past, something to do with, and it could be connected to someone in your family, maybe a loved one. Sometimes we think about treasure as some type of financial, and it could be a loved one, a person.
No. No.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it'll come to you later on, whoever you've been praying for or whatever it could be that you've been praying for when it comes to treasure. But it just popped in. When you came on the line, I just saw that coming in from the Holy Spirit. But we'll get back to that.
Okay.
And so, Maddie, go right ahead. So I was talking about different ones in the Bible when it comes to fear and setting up against fear. A lot of times in the Bible, of course, they were fearful when God gave instructions, and they were afraid to go forth and do it.
Right. And it's true because when Moses had Joshua and Caleb, and I believe he sent Joshua and Caleb to the land of Canaan to, you know, like sort of spy, or I think it was the Canaan or, anyway, the story goes like this, that they went to see the land, and they were kind of scared because I'm not sure if, you know, like they had a big army down there No, it was the walls of Jericho. I'm sorry, I had it wrong. When they went, there was a lady there that, even though she was Gentile, but she protected them. And in turn, they told her, you know, to put a red, like, cloth out the window. So when they went and they did the seven turns, seven times around the walls of Jericho, by the seventh day, I believe, and then they were starting praising God, and the walls came down. But the lady, she did not fear. She had no fear because she really trusted. She knew the God that they were serving, and she trusted that. She had trust in that. And to me, that was amazing because, you know, I think to myself, what would I have done if I was in her shoes? I don't know if I would have done the same thing because, you know, I really don't. But to me, she was brave because she really trusted the God that they served.
And what are some of the other favorite scriptures that you use when it comes to standing up against fear?
Well, I know there's this one in Isaiah 41:10. I usually like the King James Version, so some people might not understand it, but it goes like this. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Which that, to me, is amazing because when that line, fear thou not, for I am with thee, that is the pure power of God. You know, and if we grab onto that and we have, because we do it by faith, we can't see, you know, and anything, but by faith we know he's there. And if you are, let's say, in a quiet place, kind of meditate, you will feel his presence.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I always talk about meditation because meditation does help us to calm our spirit and to calm, you know, when there's something in our life that maybe we may be anxious about or we may be feeling, you know, anxiety. But if we meditate, it will help us to calm down. It will help us to relax.
Right. It's true. And, you know, I think it's great. Like in my case, I wake up in the morning. I thank God. The moment I open up my eyes, I say, oh, thank you. I'm here. Thank you, God. You know, to me, that's amazing.
Amen.
And every day I ask him for strength. I do not because once fear, you know, like everybody knows that Satan is real. At least I hope everybody knows that, you know. And he likes put doubt in people's minds, you know, and he likes to put that fear in people. And if you let it and you that starts growing and you go away from God, and then it's just going to be worse for you because you're just going to go down that rabbit hole. And I don't think anybody really wants to go down the rabbit hole when it comes to that. We just have to trust in God.
Amen. Amen. That's true. And it is true that Satan, of course, is real, and we have to focus on God, focus on the Word of God, You know, sometimes individuals tend to talk about Satan, and I know, you know, when you focus on him, that'll sometimes bring in fear. But if we focus on God and keep our focus on the Word of God, we won't have time to let our minds get busy or concerned about what the enemy is doing.
Exactly. And there's something that I read, and I believe it came from you, when it's something that you said, that God holds you. He doesn't let go of you. We're the one who lets go of him. You said that, I read it in something, you said that, you know, in those kind of words. And I was like, wow, yeah, that's true.
You know, I had a post this morning. I'm not sure if it was the one from this morning. It was something where it says, people will sometimes let go, but God will never let you go.
That's the one I read. I was like, that is so true. That is so true. You know, I mean, we could be like, I don't understand. Why do we do this to ourselves, you know? But we do it to ourselves, and it's like, then you think about it, and you're like, why? Why do I make it hard when God wants to make it more simple for us? He wants us to trust him, you know, completely, and he will guide us in everything. He is our source for everything, financially, health, everything. He's our source.
You know, completely, and he will guide us.
Yes, amen. And I do want to welcome, there's another caller that called in, area code 408. 408, did you want to say hello to Maddie?
Yes, amen. And I do want to welcome, there's another caller that called in, area code
484. Well, we do thank you for being on the air, area code 484. Okay, if I did mute that line, Maddie. Go right ahead, Maddie.
Okay. And also, God doesn't want us to be anxious for anything at all. You know, in everything, he wants us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray and, you know, give him thanks, you know, for what he does for us. And therefore, he gives us peace, you know. And it's easy for people more to just, you know, wake up and say, oh, you know, this is happening to me and this and that. And, you know, and there are also people who will.
I lost you a little bit. Maddie, are you still there? I lost her just a little bit. But I do want to say this. I'm not sure if her line dropped or hopefully she'll call back in. And I do want to say this about, you know, Treasure. I don't want anyone to leave the show. I don't want Tammy or anyone else to leave the show without receiving whatever God has for them. And so I do want to say this about the Treasure. Now, listen, I know I was speaking with Tammy a little bit earlier, and I was asking her if she had prayed for anyone in her family or had something that she had treasured and she wasn't sure or she didn't remember what it was. But I do want to also say when it comes to that, because I don't want anyone to leave the show without receiving what God has for them. And Treasure can also be the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God. Sometimes we pray for different things, and sometimes we may not quite remember whatever it was, but I don't want anyone to leave the show. And, of course, that line is unmuted if she has anything to say. And so I don't want anyone to leave without receiving all what God has for them to receive. Unfortunately, a line did drop. Maddie's line did drop. Hopefully, she'll call back in. We have a few minutes that's left on the show. And so, once again, I just want to say that when it came to treasure, God is always, God never makes a mistake. God never makes a mistake. And so what God is saying when it comes, the Holy Spirit is saying to the individual, when it comes to receiving treasure, he wants you to have all the fullness of wisdom that you want to receive and make a decision. Treasure is not always, sometimes when we use the word treasure, an individual may be thinking about money, and sometimes that is not what the Holy Spirit is talking about. And so when it comes with making decisions, when it comes about what happened with them, God will lead and direct you in the direction that he wants you to go. And so that's why I don't want anyone to leave without receiving what God has for you. And I do see someone called in. I do see 977-3294. Is that you, Maddie?
No, that's me. That's Tammy.
977-0181. Maddie? Maddie, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Hi, it's me. It's Maddie.
Okay,
I lost
great.
Power in the house, so this is my daughter's phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you're back. I'm glad that you're back.
Thank you. Sorry about
you're
that.
You're welcome. So go right ahead and give the final points. We're pretty much out of time. And what I was explaining, I didn't want anyone to leave the show without receiving whatever God had for everyone. And so I didn't want anyone to leave without giving out what the Holy Spirit and what God had for every individual. And so I wanted you to give the final points. I just have a few moments that's left in this particular episode. And so any points that you have about standing up against fear. And I do want to say this, when you were talking about fear, I did want to make a point. A thought did come to mind. When we have, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, Maddie, when we do have a prayer life, a daily prayer life, and we find ourselves constantly staying in prayer. For instance, if we have prayer time in the morning, maybe we have prayer time in the afternoon, and when we have a daily prayer life, we don't really have time to focus on fear or focus on anxiety. When we are in the habit of communicating with God, and then that will keep our faith level up and it will keep the fear level down. And so I think that's a way to keep the fear level down, to have a commitment in our prayer life.
Yeah.
Yes, I do agree. Yeah. I do agree. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. And I just want to say to everybody who's listening, I know it's easy to be afraid, but don't be afraid. You guys are not alone. God is there. He's always there. And when you feel that you hit the rock bottom and there's no way up, there is a way up. Just reach out to God. He's there. He loves all of you. And he will never, ever let you go. You just put your whole entire trust in him and just, you know, do everything, you know, by him and you know, like pray to him and ask him. This is another thing. Ask and ye shall receive. I mean, that's what we have to do. We have to ask him what we want him to do for us, something that he knows is good for us, he'll give it to us. If he doesn't give it to us, then it's not good for us. But I learned that. I asked him for something, and I have to tell you guys, I got a phone call this morning, and I got into the clinical trial, and that to me was amazing because I asked him. I was praying the wrong way, but then when it hit me, I have to ask God. And I never did. I did say he healed me, but I never asked him to heal me.
Can I add something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Because you have to let go to let God, basically, too, I've noticed. Because sometimes you will pray for something, but you're holding on to something that you need to let go of before he can bless you.
Mm. That was delicious. Yes.
Yep. That sounds good, too.
Amen.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And so we are pretty much winding out of time. Was there any other comments that anyone that wanted to add to the discussion? Area code 484.
That's it. Sanders and King.
Hi.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to hear both of you talking. And we got a very wonderful, inspirational message from everybody that was on the show today. Just beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Yes,
so I just
the
wanna...
glory and honor goes to Jesus Christ.
That's
yes.
right. That is right. All glory and honor goes to him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, Maddie, I do want to ask you to close us out in prayer because we are pretty much out of time. And, Maddie, if you would like to close us out in prayer, that would be wonderful.
Okay. This is my first time doing this. Okay. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Bible study that you gather all of us together here with Adrian. I want to thank you for Adrian for inviting me to do this with her. And if we can continue to do this, I will totally do what you want me to do. And I'm in your hands, Lord. And I pray to you for everybody that's listening, all of my coworkers, my friends, and everybody out there, that you bless them, Lord. With abundance of health and abundance of wealth and abundance, and make sure that they open your heart, their hearts to you, Lord, and ask that you come into their hearts so they can follow you, and from there they can go to a Bible-based church and just go on and keep following Jesus. And I pray for everybody out there too, for peace and love and world, you know, that the world may come together and everything can resolve in this beautiful world. Thank you, Lord, for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. You know, I was going to say, Maddie, it's interesting that I heard what you said in the prayer. I heard every word that you said, and I do want you to come back if you would like to come back and continue discussion about standing up against fear and also encouragement. We want to talk about encouragement as well and try to focus on encouragement because we all need encouragement, because so much is going on, and we can also talk about encouraging ye one another in the faith. You know, we got to build one another up to be encouraged so that we can become even stronger in the Word of God, stronger in prayer, stronger in wisdom, so that God will just continually to guide our footsteps, man. And I would love to have you come back again.
Amen. Thank you, Adrian. I would love to, you know, to be there and
praise
just
God.
Continue with you. You know, as long as God gives me the strength, I will do it.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we are pretty much out of time. I'm going to end the show. This particular song is Dear Lord. Thank you all so much for calling in. I really do appreciate all of you. I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful to come to know We 73 Band. You have no idea. Maddie and We 73, you just really have no idea how my life has been enriched in the fullness of God. I mean, my heart is just bubbling over, just truly bubbling over. And I was telling my mother about it. I said, you know, God has really blessed me with some friends in another state, and I feel like we're just all brothers and sisters. So you guys have really, really blessed me tremendously. And my heart is just bubbling over with joy to know all of you all. And I feel like I've gained brand new strength since I've come to know We 73 Band. I really feel like brand new strength has entered into my spirit. And I just thank God for that.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You're very kind.
Thank you, Adrian. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You're welcome. This is Dear Lord.
HB's going crazy.
Dear Lord, I'm just trying to win. And it's life a sin, so forgive me for my sins. And for all the shit I did, I repent. And I'm thankful for these blessings, cause I know they haven't sent. Time well spent, so you know I get it in. Change for the better, I feel like I'm born again. I feel like I'm born to win, I feel like I'm born to ball. When you're back against the wall, tell me who can you call. Dear Lord,
dear Lord, I just wanna talk about it. Sometimes I feel like I ain't got nobody. Sometimes I feel like I'm another body. Like if I die, they gon' ask about me. Traveling down this dark road, and these problems really take a toll. Feeling like another soul. I'm just
you motivated.